So much. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. At the present time, one of the biggest challenges to the international peace and security is the emergence of violent extremist groups in different parts of the world, from Boko Haram in Africa to ISIS in the Middle East and many other similar groupings elsewhere. It is also unfortunate that some of the Islamophobia and xenophobia groups in a number of Western countries increasingly displaying similar violent extremist attitudes, being predominantly consequences of the tendencies based on racial, ethnic and religious superiority, violent extremism is inherently adverse to fundamental goals of human rights. Those who have helped create and fund Takfiri terrorist groups in the Middle East to serve their ulterior objectives are among those who are responsible for the danger posed by such extremist groups to the whole humanity. Mr. Chairman, we have taken note with the interest of the UN Secretary General's plan of action to prevent violent extremism. Also, the plan of action highlights some of the conditions conducive to violent extremism, but it is yet to address in a comprehensive and exhaustive manner the root causes of the violent extremism without which the contemporary and emerging challenge cannot be countered. We firmly believe that before devising a strategy to prevent and counter violent extremism, the scope and definition of violent extremism need to be identified with a view to come up with the action-oriented and implementable national action plan. While determining the scope and definition of violent extremism, a broad, holistic, and comprehensive approach needs to be adopted. Mr. Chairman, we are witnessing an alarming increase in the incidence of the religious intolerance, hate speech, xenophobia, acts, racism, racial and religious profiling, violence, including sectarian violence and terrorism in various parts of the world, which lead to or to prepare the ground for violent extremism. It is a matter of concern that ICTs has also been used to advance the agenda of the violent extremism who are using social media for spreading hate propaganda, recruiting terrorists and extremists, and engage in financing heinous acts of terrorism. In this connection, extremist ideology and hate speech in the media against Muslims should not be condoned in the name of freedom of expression, which helps create conditions conducive for the spread of violent extremism. Mr. Chairman, we strongly believe that a way to counter violence and violent extremism is to promote a culture of peace and mutual respect. Therefore, we call upon member states to advocate for and disseminate information on tolerance and mutual understanding and respect for cultural diversity, and take concrete steps for the contribution of the media and new communication technologies, including internet, to enhancing tolerance and mutual respect, thus strengthening the approach that must lead to rejection of the violent extremism. Finally, Mr. Chairperson, having been a victim of terrorism and extremism, the Islamic Republic of Iran has continuously endeavored to expose the extent of the menace facing to the world. The initiative of President Rouhani in Anga calling for a global collective fight against violent extremism called WAVE, and the subsequent consensual resolution